Welcome to another episode of That's Right. I'm your host, Chris Voss. And today we have Amber Noble, the real estate expert. Amber, welcome to That's Right.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, Chris.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're here too. So, is it a ridiculous idea for you to share with our viewers a little bit about your business and your journey?
Not ridiculous at all. So this is my act two, if you will. Prior to becoming the real estate expert, I worked my way up the ladder in radio, TV, and the entertainment industry as a marketing and brand strategy executive. And at the height of the recession, when the burnout set in, I decided that I wanted to transition to something else. I wanted to have more of a life-work balance, putting life first, then work next. So I transitioned to real estate, went from being a real estate investor and dove headfirst into real estate as a salesperson, and then eventually worked my way up into leadership as a broker, and then ultimately mentoring and coaching agents in their own business, amongst other things.
All right. So what are some of the common challenges the people that you mentor and coach face?
So some of the common challenges that the people I mentor and coach face are navigating the current climate right now with the NAR lawsuit, National Association of Realtors lawsuit, which has become, you know, far more known to the public, figuring out how to scale their businesses, overcoming lack of confidence, being discouraged, and just how to jumpstart their business. All the things that I had to experience over my 17-year career. So, and my clients, helping them navigate this really competitive environment with high interest rates and lack of inventory. That's what I help them with quite a bit.
So what strategies do you use to understand your clients' needs better?
Well, the first strategy that I use to understand my real estate clients in sales and then also in mentoring coaching is listening to understand and not to respond. That's probably my foremost strategy. And then meeting them where they are, finding myself at that point of intersection with them where I can see myself in their shoes.
Those are
my two greatest strategies.
All right. Mm-hmm. So are you against sharing a time when you navigated a difficult situation for one of your clients using empathy?
Not at all. I mean, empathy is something that I use on a daily basis, personally and professionally. So it comes very natural to me. I like to consider myself a very unselfish person. So I always try to come from contribution, but I want to figure out what do they need, right? How can I help them? One particular time recently, a client of mine who's a retired cardiologist, and she's just having a really difficult time downsizing, what I call right-sizing, right? Because some people don't like to hear the word down. Right-sizing from her much larger marital home. She's been divorced a really long time, and she just hasn't been able to let go of things and memories, et cetera. And so I really tried to put myself in her shoes, and I was literally able to put myself in her shoes for personal reasons. And that's where it all clicked. We had that sort of that's right. Moment.
Yeah. All right. So that's right moment. Actually, yeah, that's when it all clicks. That's when the other side says to you, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
When they believe they've been completely heard, they're all in, they feel completely understood.
Yes.
So you just talked about one moment. Is it a crazy idea for you to share a time when you had a that's right moment in your life so people can understand how to navigate it in their lives?
Yeah. Gosh. How many that's right moments have I not had in my life? I think for me, just making that transition from my prior career and people knowing me as one thing and me knowing inside how I was able to take those skill sets and transfer them over to real estate, right? And getting people off of this notion of, this is Amber, the media executive. This is Amber, the entertainment executive. This is Amber who works with all the celebrities. Finally, talking to a colleague who had more wisdom and more years in than me, and them saying, I understand you. I hear you. I had to make the switch too. And then people finally got it, right? So that was my that's right moment where it's like, yeah, I was meant to be here. I was meant to transition to real estate. I can totally take those skills, transfer them over, and I'm going to make as big of a splash and impact to help even more people in real estate. That's when I felt that was my that's right moment.
So if someone would like to learn more about you and how they can work with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
I would say the best way is just to go online and they can go to ambernoble.com. Not Nobel.
Spell like that, the Peace, Amber Noble.
Not like Nobel, like the Peace Prize that people often say, although I wish I could win one day. But AmberNoble.com. And if they forget that, Amber-Noble.com.
All right.
I snatched
good.
Them all.
Well, Amber, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
I am sure that our viewers have a lot to take away from what you said and learn from.
Thank you very much. It was great to sit with you, Chris. Good to see you again.